Florida ranks at or near the bottom when it comes to per capita funding for mental health services in the U.S. This afternoon on Florida Matters, we'll take a look at just how that is playing out in Florida, along with a push for more funding and smarter spending for those services. Our panel includes Barbara Dare of the Suncoast Center, Linda McKinnon of the Central Florida Behavioral Health Network, and Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri, who sees the need firsthand.
A couple weeks ago, we had a woman who came at the deputies with a steak knife and was trying to stab them. Frankly, the deputies under those circumstances, when she raised that knife over her head and was charging at them, would have been justified in using deadly force. Luckily, we had an experienced sergeant there and a CIT-trained deputy, and at their own potential peril, took evasive action, didn't shoot her, were able to disarm her, and they didn't charge her criminally. They took her into custody under the state's Baker Act law, which is an involuntary assessment period. And when she went to the receiving facility, all she did is to see a psychiatrist via Skype. And within 72 hours, she was released. They gave her a prescription. She never got it filled. She's back out on the street. And that's a hole. That's a void. That's a problem within the system. And, you know, the laws are in place where they can go to the court and seek that person to stay in custody longer than that assessment period. But so much of it, in from where I see it, is crisis stabilization. But there's that void in long-term care, follow-up, aftercare, the fact teams to be able to go out. This woman got nothing. Mm-hmm. She easily could have been dead, and the deputies handled it the way it should have been handled. But she didn't get anything out of the system.
Linda McKinnon, there has been a lot of debate over accepting Medicaid dollars from the federal government over Obamacare. Some are calling for the state to accept that money. A former Medicaid official told lawmakers last year that an expansion would move 200,000 mentally ill Floridians from DCF to Medicaid, which would free up millions of dollars for community-based treatment programs. Does that sound to you like a feasible approach? Would that actually work that way?
I believe that if Medicaid were expanded along with the rates that are paid for Medicaid, that would increase our capacity. About 63% of the funds currently that come through DCF are spent on community programs, housing, support programs, wraparound supports, medications that help keep people stable in the community. Medicaid pays for purely physical treatment services, and the population that we serve really requires a lot more than just medications and doctor visits. So it would, in fact, free up those dollars to more successfully wrap around people. However, in Florida, as I said, we also have the third highest number of uninsured. We have a very large undocumented population who will never be eligible for those benefits, and we have to find a better way or continue resourcing the services to those people.
Barbara Dare, Suncoast Center focuses on child abuse, behavioral health, and family stability. Some school superintendents around the state say, like law enforcement, they too ought not be the primary providers of mental health services, but schools do play a very important role in identifying extreme cases and connecting them to mental health resources.
We work very closely with the school system, as many of the providers do in our community and across the state, and actually have therapists in a number of elementary and high schools. And you're right, it is not their job to be providing the mental health services, but again, there's not adequate funding or linkage to those services in order to meet all the needs that are out there in the community.
Barbara Dare is with the Suncoast Center. Linda McKinnon is with Central Florida Behavioral Health Network. And Bob Gualtieri is Pinellas County Sheriff. And you can hear much more from our panel on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.